Anti-Nicene Fathers, Volume 1, Introduction Notice on the Epistle of Barnabas. Nothing certain is known as to the author of the following epistle. The writer's name is Barnabas, but scarcely any scholars now ascribe it to the illustrious friend and companion of St. Paul. External and internal evidence here come into direct collision. The ancient writers, who refer to this epistle unanimously, attribute it to Barnabas the Levite of Cyprus, who held such an honorable place in the infant church. Clement of Alexandrite does so again and again. Origen describes it as, quote, a Catholic epistle, unquote, and seems to rank it among the sacred scriptures. Another statement have been quoted from the fathers to show that they held this to be an authentic production of the Apostle Barnabas, and certainly no other name is ever hinted at in Christian antiquity as that of the writer. But, notwithstanding this, the internal evidence is now generally regarded as conclusive against this opinion. On pursuing the epistle, the reader will be in circumstances to judge of this matter for himself. He will be led to consider whether the spirit and the tone of the writing, as so decisively opposed to all respect for Judaism, the numerous inaccuracies which it contains with respect to Mosaic enactments and observations, the absurd and trifling interpretations of scriptures which it suggests, and the many silly vaunts of superior knowledge in which its writer indulges, can possibly comport with its ascription to the fellow laborer of St. Paul. When it is remembered that no one ascribes the epistle to the apostolic Barnabas to the times of Clemens of Alexandria, and that it is ranked by Eucubus among the spurious writings, which, however much known and read in the church, were never regarded as authoritative, little doubt can remain that the external evidence is of itself weak and should not make us hesitant for a moment in refusing to ascribe this writing to Barnabas the Apostle. The date, object, and intended readers of the epistle can only be doubtfully inferred from some statements which it contains. It was clearly written after the destruction of Jerusalem, since reference is made to that evident event in chapter number 16, but how long after is a matter of much dispute. The general opinion is that its date is not later than the middle of the 2nd century, and that it cannot be placed earlier than some 20 or 30 years before. In point of style, both as respects thought and expression, a very low place must be assigned it. We know nothing certain of the region in which the author lived, or where the first readers were to be found. The intention of the writer, as he himself states, chapter 1, was, quote, to perfect the knowledge, unquote, of those to whom he wrote. Hill Ginfeld, who has devoted much attention to this epistle, holds that it was written at the close of the first century by a Gentile Christian at the school of Alexandria, with a view of winning back or guarding from a Judaic form of Christianity those Christians belonging to the same class as himself. Until the recent discovery of the Codex Sinaiticus by Tinzendorf, the first 4.5 chapters were known only as the ancient Latin version. The whole Greek text is now happily recovered, though it is in many places very corrupt. We have compared its writings throughout and noted the principal variations from the text represented in our version. We have also made frequent reference to the text adopted by Hilgenfeld in his recent edition of the epistle in 1866.